told you I would be back. I told you I was coming back. I did not know when, and I did not know how, and I still don't know a lot of those answers, but after well over a year, I am back. I'm back, somewhere with Fancy. I have some more episodes for you. It's been a long time, so please get comfortable. Thank you so much for being here with me. I feel like I need to reintroduce myself in the show all over again. So this is kind of exciting. I feel like it's a new show all over. I just wanted to do a quick episode to tell you a little bit about where I've been and how I feel like this, how I have evolved and how I think the show has evolved in turn. So let me just start at the beginning, okay? So hello, if I've never met you, if you are a returning guest, thank you so much for being here. My name is Fancy, and this is Somewhere with Fancy, the podcast. I started Somewhere with Fancy podcast, I think, in 2018. And throughout 2018 and 19, I had a lot of fun. The first season was basically me talking to the camera pretty much like this. And then the second season, I kind of started something new where I wanted to interview people that were special to me and especially put a spotlight on Black and queer creatives and entrepreneurs and just creating a space to share with them. And I had a ball doing that. I assumed that when we came back from, I assumed that during the pandemic, this would have been a great opportunity for me to record episodes and collaborate with people that were home and make all this amazing content for you to listen to. But I'm not gonna lie, depression is real, y'all. Like, I really did not have any words during most of the last however long we've been dealing with the coronavirus. I really haven't had too many words, and it hasn't been a terrible thing. Creatively, I have been dabbling into other outlets that I enjoy. Artistically, I've been able to participate in some virtual performance art by way of burlesque. I have been able to really dive deep into my painting and woodworking and working with epoxy resin. So it's been a lot of really good things, but as far as my ability to verbally communicate, especially on a platform like this, I just didn't have it for a while. And honestly, I don't know how much of it I have right now. But I do know that a lot of the things that I've wanted to say and a lot of the things that I've been kind of thinking about and pondering on, I feel like I have a few more words to attach to those thoughts and emotions, and I want to share them. There is a YouTuber that I recently discovered. Their name is Khadija, and I can't think of their last name. But I was recently listening to or watching an episode that Khadija. I was recently listening to an episode that they put out, and they were talking about the need for more Black and non-binary and trans creators to, and queer creators to put their content out, just so that our voices are heard and that our perspectives are shared when it's time to really document our stories. And it made me think about this platform that you guys have been here with me, and you know, even if you're new to it or listen to one episode or just like the post, I appreciate it. You know, even if you scroll past it, you know, honestly, I appreciate that shit too, because it's probably not for you, and it's probably a voice or a comment that I didn't need in my creative atmosphere. So thank you for that. However it shook out. So I kind of I really don't want this to be a long episode. I kind of just want to cap this around 15 minutes. I want to catch up about give you a brief synopsis of where I've been. I want to give you an idea of the things I want to talk about in this upcoming season, and let you know of some of the things that I know and the things that I'm not quite sure of, right? So, in this new season, I think that I want to try to incorporate me talking directly to you in this format, and I also want to continue to talk to people that I am inspired by. And I don't know what it's going to look like, and it's not going to be as structured as I wanted it to be, but I think that that's very much a reflection of where I am right now, and I think that I'm putting it out as I can. So one of the reasons why I am having to be so fluid with this creative process is because I got like a job that I have to clock in and out of now. Whereas when I was doing Somewhere with Fancy before, I was primarily doing hair and I made my schedule on my own. And that has its benefits and its downfalls, but that's just not the season that I'm in right now. And I have been called back to my social justice work and my organizing work. So I do have a day job that I'm responsible for clocking in and out of. So that gives me a little bit more structure, I guess, and a little less creative freedom. So that's why I'm being lenient with myself and my creative projects, because my day-to-day looks a little bit different. I still have freedom, but just a little bit different. And I actually, you know, speaking of that, that leads me to talking about our topics that I want to cover. So one of them is I really want to deep dive and maybe do one or two episodes about directly affected people working in social justice work and like the mental strain that comes along with that. I would really love to explore that topic with you guys. I want to talk to you about my thoughts and my feelings about gender identity and sexual identity and the way that that reflects back on you as a person and the people around you. So I want to have, you know, those discussions with you personally and maybe with a few friends. I don't really know. We'll see. I want to talk to you guys about freedom and how you are embracing yourself and how I'm embracing myself. And that looks like a few different ways, like financial freedom. I want to talk to you guys about cryptocurrency because I'm new to it and I'm so excited. And I want to talk to people that are more educated in it than I to expand my knowledge and maybe inspire you or maybe even have you join in the conversation if you're familiar with it. I want to talk to you about just like living and the things that I've learned about how I want to live and the life that I want to create for myself in the next like 5 years. Like, honestly, y'all, I'm ready to buy a bus and I'm ready to convert that bitch and like live in it. Like, I want to talk to you about like the way that I present to the world now and the difference from pre-COVID me and post-COVID me, because honestly, y'all, like, I've never been the femmiest of girls, but I definitely have like masked up a little bit out here in these streets, and I kind of like it. And I think that a lot of my perspectives have also changed with the way that I'm seeing myself and the way that I am presenting and the way that I'm relating and the way that I'm relating to others, including myself. So it's just oh, and I also want to talk about therapy and counseling and the need for that, because I've been seeing a therapist and that has been scary and exciting. And I just, honestly, y'all, like, I just feel like I am at this crossroads of my life and I want to document everything and I want to share and I want to talk to you. I really miss talking to you guys. And, you know, hopefully I can figure out a way to incorporate some content for YouTube So I can speak to the camera, you know, you can see me, and hopefully I can figure this out of how to be a little bit more consistent and what that might look like. But regardless to all that, I really just want to be here for it. And I want to hear what you guys have to say about some of the things I'm talking about. So, okay, anyway, that's, you know, how I see the show. So a few updates about me, just to be really quick. Since the last episode, I have, you know, I'm sure like everybody, right? Like I've gone through breakups and makeups and new people that are now old people. And I cut my hair, and, I have started skating, and like I said, I've been woodworking and pouring resin and painting, and I've returned to social justice work, and I can't really think of too many things in my life that are present right now outside of where I physically live and the people that I physically live with. Not everything else is drastically different. Like everything, even by phone number, I had the same phone number for like fucking 18 years and I changed it last year. So everything is different. And that comes with peaks and it comes with valleys. But at the end of the day, I'm still here. Lost a lot of people. I've lost a lot of people since we last talked. I've lost family members and friends to the ancestral realm. I have lost friendships, and I've gained friendships, and I've gained closure and clarity to a lot of those situations. And I ain't mad. I'm really not mad about it. So, anyway, guys, cheers to you and cheers to me. And let's try to do a third season, finally, of Somewhere with Fancy, okay? So, I kind of want to get back into my cannabis review. Like, guys, like, we finally made it to legal in Virginia. Like, we fucking finally made it. And I want to celebrate that shit. So anyway, more cannabis reviews, more conversations with friends, more just me talking about whatever the fuck it is that I'm talking about, more laughing, more, I realized that I like bourbon, so that's fun. So let's try some of that. You know what I mean? Like, let's have a good time and let's talk about all our shit and air out some of our skeletons that are in our closet and do some of our dirty laundry and get our life together, because this is it until the next simulation starts. So anyway, I've rambled enough. I'm just really excited, and I hope that, you know, you guys stick around, and I hope that you find yourself somewhere fancy. That was corny, but I said it. Stay tuned, guys. Thanks for listening.